Hello everyone, how's it going? Today we have a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to inglesonline.com.br and click podcast Inglês Online. Let's talk about a few expressions with the word make. We've had a podcast before that revolved around make, but today we have different expressions. The first one is really easy to understand, and it is one more way you can agree with someone, or a way to express that you feel the same way as someone else. So imagine that you're discussing movies with a friend. She says that she enjoys watching a good drama, but she can't stand excessive violence in movies. You realize that your friend has described exactly the way you feel about movies. And so you say, that makes two of us. What does that mean? That means that, just like your friend, you enjoy a good drama, but you can't stand watching too much violence. So when you hear a friend express her opinion, you say, that makes two of us. You and I have the same opinion. Another example, you've just gone through a one-hour-long karate training and you feel exhausted. You think the instructor is pushing his students a little too hard. Too much weightlifting. You don't understand why you should have to do so much weightlifting for a karate class. You've been sore for weeks and you tell another student, I don't know why our instructor is pushing us so hard. What's with all the weightlifting? I'm thinking about quitting this class. And to your surprise, the other guy says, that makes two of us. I'm glad I'm not the only one. So what is he saying? He's saying that he feels the same way and he's been thinking about giving up karate and taking up tap dancing. So when you tell him that you're tired of this class and you're thinking about quitting, he says, that makes two of us. Now let's focus on another term that also has the words make and two. Although this one is used for a different purpose. Let me give you an example. You're at a bar with people from your office and you order a beer. John, who's sitting by your side, immediately tells the waitress, make it two. Make what two? The number of beers, I guess. Instead of bringing only one bottle of beer, the waitress will bring two. So what John meant when he said make it two was, I want the same thing that he or she just ordered. Instead of bringing just one unit of that, bring two units. Make it two. Well, you said you wanted a beer, then John said, make it two. And then Molly, who was sitting next to John, said, make it three. She wants to have beer as well. So now she's telling the waitress that she should bring three units of beer. In Portuguese, we would say something like, pra mim também uma cerveja, or mais uma pra mim, right? In English, if the person next to you orders exactly what you want to order, you can say, make it two. Or if someone has already said, make it two, because this person is ordering the same as another person, you can say, make it three, and so on. And here's our final expression with make. Imagine you're driving somewhere with your family. Your wife or husband and the kids. It's a long trip and you're tired and you can't wait to get to your final destination so you can rest and relax. But one of your kids is desperate to pee, so you make a stop at a gas station and you tell your kid, make it fast. What does that mean? That means that you're telling your kid to be fast. Don't go into the restroom and spend 5 minutes looking at yourself in the mirror. Don't go into the convenience store. Don't start a chat with the store clerk. Just get in and out as fast as you can. Make it fast. Here's another example. You're waiting for an important phone call in the next 30 minutes. Your friend Melissa sees your cell phone and says, can I use your phone real quick? I just have to let my friend know that I'm going to be late. You say, okay, but make it fast. I'm waiting for a life-changing phone call. Make what fast? Make the act of calling your friend fast. Don't be long. In my previous example, the one at the gas station, make the act of going to the restroom fast. Make it fast to me sounds a bit more bossy than don't be long. or please don't be long. So don't say that to your boss, for example. Talk to you next time.